make like, you know, fennel salads, cucumbers, avocados. Loads of avocados is something I forgot for lunch almost
every
day.
Which isn't very common here, is it?
No.
No.
But
I mean,
it's very expensive.
Ah.
And it's not always good when you open one.
Yeah, this place has good ones though. But yeah, something I really like. So.
And do you have a special relationship with someone of people that sell you the food?
Well, you get to know people, yeah. I've been here for a while, so I kind of know most of the shops. Sort of
like the the guys in the store.
Yeah, the guys in the store. If you don't have maybe if you don't have all the money, you know, it's okay. They give you credit. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's very sort of. But all, most of the shops here, because it's still very like a popular kind of area. It's very relaxed. Everyone's very nice and kind of hardworking, gentle.
So then, when you do go out to eat, where? Are there particular places that you go to now that you like to go?
Yeah, I there's a place called the Da Bruno, which is across the bridge over there, which is
in Trastevere?
No, it's across the bridge here, so it's Testaccio near Porta Portese.
Oh, okay.
And it's small and it's very nice, and also we kind of now we know the guys who run it, but it's very simple, cucina romana and trattoria, and it's really good, well done. You know, nice ingredients and sort of friendly, and also they make really good desserts and roasts and whatever. Otherwise, I also like to go to sort of the comfort type restaurants. Like there's one called Da Settimio, which is in near Campo dei Fiori, and it's very small and very tidy, and you have to ring the bell to go in. And if they don't know you, it's a little, you know, they usually sort of, they're kind of slightly rude.
Why don't I go there?
It's amazing. They have, you should go there, you would love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, next time.
And they, you know,
that.
They make like pasta ceci, sort of meatballs on the, grilled meatballs and small plates. It's sort of very reasonable portions, all very good and light. It's the type of place where you're going to eat every night.
How
like
fascinating.
That.
So they obviously have very regular customers who go there, and they probably avoid the tourists.
Yes, and also if
especially
you're a
tourist.
Like the worst nightmare.
They would probably, but they're characters, you know, the people who've been running the place, and their father, the guy's father was running the place before him, who was actually Settimio. This guy's name is Mario, and he always wears a silk scarf, and he can be really nice, and he can be an asshole, like, depending on how he likes you.
Sounds
or not.
Great.
But usually he's quite, after the second time you go there, he gets quite friendly, and you know, you get to just bring your own plates in the kitchen because it's tiny. It's so cool. And you make your own coffee because they have a little coffee machine
it's
there. So,
cool.
So yeah. Some people I know, they've grown
but
up
is
there.
Is it expensive or?
It's not cheap, but it's not expensive. It's probably a 30 euro meal if you have a couple of courses
yeah.
and wine.
So
but it's more about going somewhere where, you know, I mean, it's kind of, I know it can be, it's kind of a fake thing, but it's going somewhere where you can talk to the owner and sort of feel relaxed, and you know that there's not going to be any noisy people, and the service is always going to be the same, you know, this sort of comfort areas.
It doesn't sound fake, though, it sounds pretty.
Oh, no, I like it a lot. Even though I know that if I go at Bruno's, I can eat more for the same money, and also they're really nice and stuff. But this place is really quiet. You know, it's a little bigger than this room, and it's and then they have like they know that I'm an artist as well, so they joke about that, and they're like, oh, when are you gonna bring us a drawing? And then they also tell you if you go to the butcher in Campo di Fiori, tell them I sent you, so they give you the nice cuts.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so cool. I love that. So I don't know, that makes me think of the impact of the tourists here in the city. Like, impact does that have, do you think, on the food?
Talking about, yeah, I think of Rome as a place where you not necessarily eat out very well. Like, I think it's overpriced, and most of the places are substandard for what they serve and what you pay. And it's close to the coast, but, like, most of the fish you get in sort of, if you just walk into a random restaurant, it's not going to be good. The produce, because they know that, you know, people that don't know the place and maybe they're not familiar with the food, they might not have the same palate, so they will settle for something that's less good. But a lot of people that are from Rome, they, you know, if especially in the center of Rome, it's very hard to eat. Even the places that maybe were good in the beginning, restaurants, they were sort of quite understated and they had good food. Now they've been all done up and they cost more and the food is worse. So,
do you remember when the first McDonald's opened?
Yeah.
When was that? Do you remember?
80s. I think it was about probably 86, maybe. 87.
And did you go?
No, I didn't go for a while. It was in Piazza di Spagna. I used to go to the independent sort of mom and pop fast food, just because they were near. But it was a very trendy thing to do. Like all the rich kids would go there. And, you know, it was very cool to go to McDonald's and eat burgers. And
wow.
They were probably slightly better as well in the 80s, maybe.
How do you think food culture in Rome has changed since then? Has there among?
I think there's
young people even.
I think there's sort of two opposing, as with most things, there's two opposing sort of currents. There's a lot of young people that I've met that don't really know how to eat properly, so they will eat only frankfurters with ketchup and like sort of really basic stuff that's not done well at all. And then there's another current, which is the whole sort of sustainable, organic, you know, do-it-yourself, traditional / novel sort of type stuff, which is good, but sometimes it's a little too finalized to itself, you know what I mean? Like, it's just for the sake of it, and it for me should be the norm to have the good ingredients as it was before, because we're lucky to have all these resources. I mean, you can still go to Eur and you can pick cicoria from the the sort of traffic islands, or Ughetta, or you have figs growing in the middle of the streets and traffic, and capers,
yeah,
all this stuff. So even if you were homeless, you'd probably whip up something really nice.
Is there a foraging culture here at all? Is there a culture of young people interested in foraging?
Not that I know of, but you know, it's you have to be into that sort of thing, and then you're part of that group that is into food, so you go to all the new food places and the places that are into that. It's kind of like a, you know, it's a group, it's a tribal kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not recognized, because people here also tend to be suspicious with the whole organic.